In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Christ is in our midst. Some of my earliest and fondest memories of childhood involve this season, this time of year. I certainly loved the emergence of Christmas decorations in our home. I loved the transformation of our neighborhood as decorations came out on various houses. I think the bright and colorful lights were, in particular, my favorite. We had this custom of sorts. We didn't necessarily do it every single time on a specific day or something, but sometime during the season, we would make our way to a neighborhood street that was a few miles from our house, closer to my grandmother's house. And that street in particular was decked out in its entirety. All the houses had every square inch of their house, their bushes, their front lawns were covered with lights and decorations. And we nicknamed it, well, the whole city basically called it Candy Cane Lane because of how it was decked out for Christmas. A few years ago, the city actually changed the name to Candy Cane Lane because they still do that down to this present day. Christmas lights are certainly one of those signs of the season for us. We look around and we observe Christmas lights and we know what time of year it is. But for us, Christmas lights should be more than an external decoration. Christmas lights should be part of the season by all means. But for us, the lights of the season should remind us of the light of the world who comes to be born on earth. We seek after Christ, the light of the world who comes to shine in our hearts. And we must open our hearts to the light of Christ during this time in particular. This theme of light is one of the great themes that emerges during this season and on this Feast of Nativity. Again and again, we are reminded of the light which dawns at Nativity. We are reminded how before Christ, we walked in darkness, we sat in the darkness, in the ignorance, darkness of our ignorance and in the shadow of death, that the world was truly dark, in a dark spiritual state before Christ. But everything changed when Christ was born. The darkness of ignorance begins to dissipate, the light dawns and the darkness of sin is overcome. The light of God radiates brightly and begins to overpower the shadow of death. The darkness that once ruled in the hearts of men, women, children, it is overtaken by the light that is dawning on that morn of nativity. The details that surround Christ's birth certainly bring out this idea of light. Certainly the physical manifestations of Christ's birth have many elements of light. We consider the shepherds who are in the field at Christ's birth, and we recognize as they are greeted by the angels and the news that Christ has been born. And then the sky is filled with the angelic hosts as they sing that wonderful song, Glory to God in the Highest. And the sky is radiant with light. We recognize the story of the Magi who come probably sometime after Christ's birth, but is certainly associated with his birth as we celebrate it at this time. The Magi come led by a light in the sky, a star that leads them to Christ, who is the light of the world. See, the light of God truly dawns on earth at Nativity. And it's more than that physical manifestation that maybe takes place in some of the elements of the story. Certainly, we even speak in the hymns of the church, the dark cave is in which Christ is born becomes this place of radiant light, a beacon of light to us. One of the things we affirm about God is that God himself is light. In him there is no darkness at all. It's an abundant image that is used throughout the Old Testament. The prophet and King David in particular is fond of that image. In the 27th Psalm he writes, "The Lord is my light and my salvation, of whom shall I fear?" And again he writes, "Thou art my lamp, O Lord, and my God lightens my darkness." See, truly God is light, and he is the true light. And all other light that we experience in this world is but a dim reminder of his brightness, of his glory, of his grace. And thus it is natural for us to focus on the theme of light as we enter into this Nativity season. At Nativity, we are celebrating the incarnation of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that our God became man. Our God, who is light, was born on earth as a man. And thus, we proclaim that the true light dawns at Bethlehem. Truly, it's the dawning of a new age, a bright and glorious age. There are two particular prophecies of light that are fulfilled in Christ's birth and certainly are interwoven in the hymns of the feast. The prophecy of Isaiah that says, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of deep darkness, on them the light has shined." Likewise, we hear from the prophecy of Malachi, "But for you who fear the name of the Lord, the Son of Righteousness shall rise with healing in His wings." See, these things and the hymns as well remind us of what the season is about. The hymns likewise unashamedly proclaim the radiance of Christ's nativity. From the Vespers hymns of the feast, we hear these things. "When the Lord Jesus was born of the Virgin, all the world was enlightened." And again we hear, "You have enlightened us by your coming, O light of lights, brightness of the Father. You have made the whole creation shine with joy." And again we hear, "You shone forth from the Virgin, O Christ, the spiritual Son of Righteousness." And likewise we hear this, "A star discloses Christ the Son to those who were in darkness." It is truly a bright and radiant season, a time that we observe decorative lights, but most especially for us, a time that we reflect on the Son of Righteousness who dawns in this dark world. And it's a time for us to open our hearts, to let the light of Christ shine on us, in us, through us. We must look past the symbols and the decorations of the season. And this theme of light must likewise dawn deep inside of us. The lights of the season must merely remind us of Christ, who is the light of the world. And as we ponder Christ, who is the true light, we must invite His radiance to shine in us. Christ has truly dawned upon earth as the Son of Righteousness. And we must allow the rays of the Son of Righteousness to shine in our souls and in the depths of our hearts. And that is the nature of our preparation during this season. We want Christ, the true light, to shine in us. So we endeavor to clean out the dark places, to open up those closet doors that we don't want to look at, to dust out those places we don't look at, to do away with the dark deeds. We fast, we pray, we repent of our darkness in order to welcome the light deep inside us. We must clearly recognize that light and darkness do not mix, and we must clear out the darkness, make way for the light. They cannot coexist together. In fact, darkness is simply the absence of light. Jesus teaches us something very important in the Gospel of John. We hear this in the third chapter. "And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone who does evil hates the light, and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed." See, light and darkness have no part in one another. We must not think that our heart is a place where light and darkness can cohabitate. They cannot. We must prepare our hearts by opening it to the light of Christ, inviting Him to shine on us, offering up those dark closets of the heart in repentance, seeking to clean them through prayer and fasting. This is truly a season when we focus on this theme of light. But more important than the external decorations of light is the celebration of our Lord, God, and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is the true light of the world. Christ is the Son of Righteousness who dawns on this world at His birth. And at His nativity, the light of God begins to shine, a spiritual light that overpowers the spiritual darkness of this world. We celebrate Christ the light who comes to be born on earth. We celebrate Christ the light, and we open our hearts to His radiance. We celebrate Christ the light, and we look for Him to be born anew in us, to dawn in us, to enlighten our souls. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.